You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Kenan Paul, the founder of Kids for Community, a nonprofit organization run by kids for kids in San Diego, California. Kenan, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, good man. So tell us, why did you decide to start Kids for Community, and how did the idea come about?
So I decided to start Kids for Community at the beginning of January after I led a team of youth volunteers to break the Guinness World Record for the largest cardboard box mosaic, and then we did that to raise awareness for homelessness. So after breaking the record, I sort of thought to myself, why stop here? I had witnessed firsthand what it was like to see other youth volunteers and have the whole community around for a certain cause, and I really liked that, and I wanted to start a nonprofit that sort of just kept on doing that and helped more youth volunteer. And that's when the idea of Kids for Community came out. And that's how our idea came about. And I started it in January, so it's almost a year old.
Quite impressive. Now, do you think it's important for kids to start their charity efforts early in life? Why or why not? I'd say it's a great idea.
I think it's important for kids to start their efforts early in charity life because, you know, just starting volunteering young just sort of helps shape you to be a better person because, you know, if you start young, you're sort of used to doing good, and doing good will just come natural to you in your later years. So that's why I think it's important that kids need to start their charity efforts early in life because, you know, it just helps shape them to be a better person in their current life and will make it natural for them to do it in their later life.
Totally agree. No doubt about it. Now, was it easy to get your peers involved at school in this?
It was actually not that hard, but what took the time was to find the right peers because it was a year-long commitment, and in the nonprofit also, it's a commitment. So it was hard looking for the right people to ask, but once you would ask them, it wasn't that difficult because, you know, at my school, everyone likes doing good. So it was like a yes or I'll look into it, but it was never a no. So it was just hard finding the right people, but once we had the right people in mind, it was easy to get my peers involved at school.
On top of everything else you've accomplished so far, I see you've also broke a Guinness World Record. Tell us more about that, if you would.
So after witnessing a sick seal on the beach at Torrey Pines and then later seeing a homeless man, and they were both in the same position, but the seal was being more cared for than the man was, I sort of realized that we should raise awareness for homelessness. And I started brainstorming, and I came up with the idea of a Guinness World Record because I had seen that Guinness World Records, it gets the idea out. It's something people love, so it would help get the community around us, and it's an internationally known company. So if your idea gets out and you break the Guinness World Record, it's internationally recognized. So that's why we decided to break the Guinness World Record, and we gathered cereal boxes because we're going to donate them later, and cereal boxes, they're healthy and they're long-lasting. So Quaker Oats kindly decided to donate 4,000 cereal boxes, and then we later gathered 2,000 cereal boxes. So we had 6,000 cereal boxes, and we used 5,000 of them to break the Guinness World Record for the largest cardboard box mosaic. And we broke it October 9th, and it was a two-day project, but everyone had a lot of fun. And, you know, it was just nice seeing the community come together for a certain cause, and it was very heart-filling to know that we had all done it.
I can imagine. Now, Kenan, when did you start pursuing triathlons?
So I started pursuing triathlons 2 years ago, actually. And I did because my principal, he's a very nice gentleman, and he runs Ironmans. And that sort of inspired me to run triathlons, seeing how fit he was, and I wanted to be fit. And I sort of realized after doing research and just looking at people doing triathlons that it's a very mental and physical sport that keeps you fit. I started pursuing them 2 years ago.
Today we are speaking with Kenan Paula, the founder of Kids for Community, a nonprofit organization run by kids for kids in San Diego, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Keenan, how or why did you come up with the initiative for Kids Try Hard?
So we came up with the initiative Kids Try Hard as a way of sort of funding kids for community's events. And I decided to go for triathlons because it's something that I know and I've experienced and I can relate to it. And so we did it because, you know, we have these very expensive events that we put together. And aside from grants and stuff, we don't really get as much sales or we don't really get a lot of money to run these events. Like, we just had a Hurricane Irma relief event, and, you know, those things cost money. And so that's why we want kids, that's why we founded Kids Try Hard, as sort of a way to generate revenue and sales for a nonprofit Kids for Community.
Also, tagging on to that, how does Kids Try Hard apparel differentiate from other triathlon gear in the market?
So what makes Kids Try Hard triathlon apparel different than others on the market is, well, first, I've witnessed it firsthand. Like, I know what I like in triathlons, and we sort of looked for designing a pad that is the right thickness, not too thick, not too thin. It's great for biking, swimming, and running to keep you comfortable. We also have it, it's antibacterial. So that means if you go swimming in a lake and you come out a couple minutes or hours later, there won't be any bad bacteria on your sweatsuit. So it helps keep you healthy. And not a lot of triathlon suits for kids in the market are antibacterial. And so we sort of designed it to, like, so it stands out. So for safety-wise, it's a top-notch. And that's what really makes ours different is, you know, the designers – and we designers had actually experienced triathlon firsthand, so then we designed it according to what we liked, and that's what makes ours different than others on the market.
Fantastic. Well done. Now, are you doing any triathlons this year?
So, actually, I just finished a triathlon this Sunday, and I have another one in two Sundays. So, those are for sure I signed up for, and then I'm also signed up for one in January, and between October and January, if any more pop out that I can fluctuate into my schedule, I will sign up for. But right now, I have signed up for three of them, and I've already done one of them.
You're not too busy, are you? From A to Z, you certainly keep busy. Now, what do you plan on doing with the sales made via Kids Try Hard Apparel?
So the sales that we make via Kids Try Hard Apparel are actually, it's connected to the bank account for Kids for Community. So the second you purchase something, the money is put into Kids for Community database. And, you know, we use that money to purchase these hygiene essentials or shirts or all these items that we use to donate to Hurricane Irma. And we also use the money to, you know, rent facilities and get these products that we can have volunteers ship, make, and distribute. And so the second you order something on kidstryhard.com, it will go straight into Kids for Community's database, and that money will then go to doing good. So whatever you purchase, basically, the money you spend will go to doing good.
Lastly, Keenan, any upcoming initiatives or programs that you'd like to mention or that we should be aware of?
So we actually just finished a Hurricane Irma relief event this Sunday, and we got 500 custom shirts, 1,000 care packages, and like a bunch of boxes of donations. But if there's ever another disaster, like Hurricane Maria is now tearing up the Caribbean, or there's any other like earthquakes or tsunamis or like disasters like that, you can count on Kids for Community to have an event organized. But we also do other events. We actually are going to a local shelter November 17th to serve dinner there. But if there's ever a large-scale disaster like Hurricane Maria, which is now tearing up the Caribbean, or like the earthquake in Mexico, then you can count on us to sort of create an event where the volunteers can get into it and we can ship it out to those areas.
Well, young man, it certainly has been more than a pleasure to have had you, and an honor as well. You're such an inspiration, and wow, I'm totally impressed here, and I'm sure the listeners are as well. Where can our listeners get further information about Kids for Community and take action accordingly?
If you would like more information about Kids for Community, you can just go to kidsfor.org.
Well, easy enough. Keenan, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best, continued success, and hopefully we can get you back on with an update down the track again right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a good one.
Thank you for having me.
And again, it's been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Kenan Paul, the founder of Kids for Community, a nonprofit organization run by Kids for Kids in San Diego, California. And for all the details, visit kids4.org. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And once again, as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.